Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu and this is episode 25. Now, big news. This is also season 2, which means you'll also see little changes along with being a lot more interactive with you guys through the podcast Instagram at the Bold Centennial Podcast. So, this episode is about how to unwind and find your own routine. So, let's jump in. I think everyone has been told to find their own routine, and going to bed, winding down with a good routine is really crucial and really important, but that's easier said than done. When I was younger, I'd always heard of the most successful individuals having these in-depth bed routines, but I never knew how to do it, what was like relevant for me to do. I wasn't the meditating or the read before I sleep and go to bed early kind of girl. No, I go to bed at like 3 to 4 a.m. every day, and there's no way that I can just read before bed. That's not going to calm me down. Wasn't a few years ago, and I still am not now. But that doesn't mean I don't and that you can't develop your own routine. So what do I do? Personally, I always love and I find it super important to get my main task done for the day before I go to bed. So every single day, I have a list of the top 3 chores that I need to have done regardless of what. These could be whether they're actual chores or like business relevant or work, whatever this may be. These are my top 3 things that I need to get done. So sometimes I will go to bed or want to be close to going to bed, and I only have 2 out of the 3 things done. If I personally do not have that last 3 or the last third item ticked off, then I'm just going to struggle going to sleep. I'm not going to feel like I worked as hard as I needed to. I mean, I had only 3 things that were super important. Obviously, my list is filled up, but I had 3 things that I thought were the most important, and I didn't do them. So I make sure, regardless of what, that third item or those 3 things will be done. Sometimes it's difficult, but otherwise, like I said, I just can't sleep. I'd rather work hard and stay up a little bit later if needed and start the next day feeling less stressed because I didn't have the tasks from the day before. Now, this might not be you. Maybe when you are really tired, you can't even push yourself to go more. You'd rather keep that for the next day. That's totally fine as long as you do, in fact, get that done. I also want to point out that, like I said, I go to bed at like 3 or 4 a.m. every single night. It's currently 12:30 for me recording this podcast. By that, I do mean 12:30 a.m. And to me, this is incredibly early. Like, this is early. But being that night owl that I am, I love to work at night, which also means that it can take a while for me to unwind. And especially if I don't have a good routine, I could stay up really late and not even feel tired. So yes, I get my most crucial tasks done. The second thing I want to point out is that I always review the tasks that I wanted to do, and I also plan out my next day. So I find that doing this means that I feel more successful because I was able to tick off everything that was actually accomplished today, and it just kind of gives me some instant satisfaction. It makes me feel productive, which I also think is a way that keeps me motivated for the next day to know that I already had done so much the day before. But I also just generally feel more successful when I do plan out my day the night before. When I actually plan out, it can be like task by task or even like hour by hour what I'm gonna do. However you like to manage your day, I do that. I do lists. I always write the list of things that I need to do. I always write my top 3 things that I for sure need to do that day. And then I do like to kind of have a brief outline of how my day is supposed to go. And if it doesn't happen, that's okay, as long as I do have those items ticked off. But yes, every night I like to see what I had planned for the day and then cross them off, everything that I could do. It just feels nice, and having the next day planned out just means that I don't feel like I go to bed very stressed. I've tried to do this the morning of, but I feel like as somebody who stays up late, does mean I kind of wake up late too, and then I instantly want to eat breakfast and work out and kind of start my day, that starting my day writing what I have to do feels almost counterproductive. So I like to do this the night before, but like I said, if that doesn't work for you, that's okay. I also feel like writing things down the night before though, and whether that is the full-on planner for the day or just making sure that any chores, any assignments, anything that I have in my head, I write them down, because that way it just makes me feel like I'm not going to, for the rest of the night, whether I'm like getting ready for bed or just being in bed trying to sleep, I'm not going to keep thinking, okay, wait, this is what I have to do. This is, I need to do XYZ. I need to do this by this time. Having all these written down before I even go to bed means that I'll feel like tomorrow I can just look at the list and not even worry about it. So that is something super, super important that I do every single night. Whenever I don't, I can very much feel the difference. Like, I will admit, I slacked on it last night. And so today, I kind of felt kind of scattered. I got my things done, but I feel like I could have done more because I didn't write my top three things down and I didn't follow a plan. Now, the most important thing for me in my unwinding, and I think in everybody's little routine, is that you have got to find something that is special to you. Because if you just get your work done and plan out your next day, brush your teeth, then go to bed, I feel like that none of that really unwinds you. It just kind of makes you feel satisfied, hopefully, of what you have accomplished today and you know what you're going to do tomorrow. But I feel like that mostly focuses on the productivity of the winding down rather than fully just kind of putting your mind at ease. So remember how I said that some people love to meditate or read a book? Well, if these are activities are for you, then this is your time. Plan this in your routine. Know that you're always going to read or meditate for a certain amount of time. And like I said, personally, these are not me. I've tried to do each one of these for a while and they just don't work in my routine. At night, I can't. That's not the kind of thing, especially as a night owl working really, really late. That's not the kind of thing that makes me want to wind down. I still feel like when I do those, I'm missing something else to fully wind down. So with that said, what do I do? For me, this time is my skincare routine. I love my skincare routine. I think if you read my blog, you know I love my skincare routine. I love trying out new products and I love just the fact of doing it. It kind of, for me, it's just fun. I take my time whenever I wash my face. Like right now, I'm kind of in between my skincare routine because I take my time for my routine and I may wait like 10 minutes to apply the next product. And I do all these things that are just kind of for me because showing my skin some love, I guess, makes me feel good and feel like I'm taking care of myself, taking some time just for myself, and I can just relax during this time. Right now, I just optionally chose to do a podcast. I could have done this before or after I finished my skincare routine, but I just felt like talking about unwinding was going to unwind me, so I did that. But other times, I will just listen to a podcast, or I might even watch some Netflix while doing my skincare routine. Whatever the case may be, I just love my skincare and spending that time for myself. Now, on the days where I do like face masks or things in my routine that like takes a while, such as right now I'm waiting for my skin to dry for a bit to apply this exfoliator after. But I will usually do some extra work if I can, or just like this podcast, or like I said, I might be watching some Netflix or planning out something else. I don't know. I kind of just do whatever makes me feel good. I don't want to do any work that'll stress me out during that time. That's something very, very important I want to mention. When I say that during like a face mask time that I might do some work, it is work that I genuinely want to do. During the skincare routine that I'm currently doing at 12:30 a.m., I'm not going to do anything that stresses me out. That's against the whole point of me wanting to unwind. I want to do something that makes me happy. So do something that makes you happy, and whether that is skincare or finding another activity. It could be going out for a walk every night, whatever it is, but make sure that you know that is your you time. No one can disturb that time for you. And also that you plan it out. So make sure that if you know you have to be in bed by a certain time, that you include that you time. Because otherwise, I just feel like you're going to go to bed not completely relaxed, and that's the whole point of finding a good routine. Now, after I wash my face and I go to bed, I will usually watch an episode or an extra episode of a TV show. I find this to be a tricky step in a routine, though, because I feel like there's a lot of people who can't control themselves while watching Netflix, and I definitely, this used to be me. I would start an episode of Netflix, and I will just continue pressing play, 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 next episode, and little did I know, it was like 3 hours later. Now that I truly found my routine, I know that I'm a night owl. I know that I work late. I follow this routine after I finish working, and I watch an episode of Netflix just because I feel like it. I don't have to think about me, and I've already put on all the things that I need to do. I've already written them down. I've already taken care of my skincare. I've already gotten ready for bed. So what else can I do? I'm going to watch a little Netflix, focus on something else. I also do want to mention, while we're talking about TV, that screens in general, I try to limit as much of blue light as possible during my nighttime routine. So you will always catch me with blue light glasses. I generally feel like since I started using them about a year ago, I find a huge difference. I literally get eye strains starting about a year ago, I would say. I did start getting eye strains, and as soon as I started wearing them more often during the day, but especially I make sure that if anything, I will wear them at night, and I see a big difference. And I also want to mention phones during your nighttime routine. A lot of people say, just don't go on your phone. You don't want to wake up and your phone being your first thing that you touch when you wake up, but also when you go to bed, it shouldn't be the last thing. Now, with that, I don't think I fully agree. I'm sure it works for some people, but I personally have one thing that I will never do before going to bed, and that is going on social media. Unless that's just like a quick story post, but I don't actually actively check anything. So you're not going to see me scrolling through social media. You might see a story or two if I have something funny or something to say, but never will I be liking or scrolling or browsing anything because I don't want to go to bed upset with whatever I see. And I feel like social media sometimes can be a place where you can see things that upset you or find out news or find out just something. There's not very often when you go through social media, unless you have completely eliminated every single source of negativity in your social media, which can be very hard to do, it is common that you'll just find something that kind of upsets you. So I would rather just fully not scroll through social media, and that's something that I have done for a couple months now, and I really do think that it has helped. You will only ever catch me on my phone if it's not posting a quick story if I am FaceTiming my friends, because during this quarantine, I think I FaceTime my friends basically every single night. So apart from that, which I am using my blue light glasses for, I really don't use my phone for anything else. Now, I think that's my entire routine and my favorite way to unwind at night. I think the most important part is just to find ways for you to feel like, A, you've been productive, and make sure you don't go to bed stressed. And for me, it is knocking out those chores I had to do or those assignments and make sure that I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. You also definitely need to find that little you time of whatever that may be. Find one activity that you know that you can stick to every single night and that you take time with it. Don't let anything else bother you. Don't cut it short for any reason. It's your you time for you to unwind. And if you need a little extra way to unwind, you can watch some TV shows. You can even listen to a podcast, maybe this one. But make sure that you can control yourself and turn it off when you need to, because you also don't want to go to bed too exhausted from a crazy lengthy routine, unless, of course, you have purposely planned for this. But yes, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a weekly summary. Up next, The Bold Cut, the mini podcast, if you will. A segment at the end to share stories, updates, interactions, and more with you guys. Now let's keep it going. This week has been all about starting to piece together the Bold Centennial brand. You've heard it from me before where I am trying hard, I'm working hard, I have all these ideas, and I decided a few weeks ago to plan out entirely my goals for the next year, and then specifically plan out the next quarter. And then I kind of further went into monthly and weekly. And that's just the way that I have found to be very, very productive. I'm more efficient this way. I know what my long-term goals are. And obviously this is valid for any other goal that you have. It doesn't have to be a brand. But yeah, I like to know my long-term goals and break them down smaller and smaller so that I can try to achieve these mini milestones until I hopefully reach my end goal. And I do feel like I've been very on top of it, which I'm happy about, but I'm sure there's times I'm going to slip, and that's okay. I'm just really excited about what's going to come and what my ideas are. Like, I'm not going to share everything that I have yet, but I'm just super excited. I also mentioned earlier at the very start of this podcast that this is season 2. So what will you see during this season? Well, I hope to start bringing on people to discuss various topics just so that you can hear the perspectives from not just me. I think there's certain topics that are so personal to each person that hearing different stories and different versions and different ways we went through the same experience can be very, very important. So I hope that you guys start seeing that. I have a few planned, which I'm really excited about, but I will try my best. And you may have also noticed that this weekly summary has landed at the end, just to give my fans a special moment for you and I to share any updates or stories or whatever else I choose, including maybe some interactive questions or just any other things, not just limited to a weekly summary. But with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.